Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven last words of Christ, Jesus Christ's statements from the cross. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. John chapter 19, beginning with verse 25. Let's read that down to verse 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. And then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Jesus was dying in an ocean of hate. The Roman soldiers, the Jewish religious leaders, the people who called for his crucifixion, mocking, ridiculing, abusing. But amidst that raging sea was a small island of love. If you consider all four Gospels, most scholars agree there were four women there at the cross. Mary, Jesus' mother. Mary, the wife of Clopas. Mary Magdalene. And his mother's sister, Salome, the mother of James and John. Jesus looked down from the cross and focused in on that little island of love before him. All the disciples, but the one mentioned here, had deserted him hours before. Wow. Those women that loved Jesus, they were the last at the cross. They were the first at the tomb. They wept for Jesus. They openly embraced, expressed their love for him. No woman ever struck the Lord. Neither did any betray him. When Jesus saw them in his agony on the cross, he continued to take care of things. Do we? Or do we rather retreat from the mission? When suffering comes, we often complain. When problems arise, we consider running. Responsibility is a rather interesting thing for believers and is very often out of its proper priority. Christians will almost never neglect worldly duties, but spiritual commitments are neglected regularly. We have no problem getting up for work, but getting to church? We have time for every personal activity, but what about church activities? We will get off work and do many things, but are we too tired for church? Jesus, dying in great suffering on the cross, thought of the comfort of his mother. Simeon's prophecy was coming true. Luke Chapter 2, verse 34 and verse 35. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Imagine the emotions. Mary, her son in agony, nails piercing his hands and feet. She hears, Woman, behold your son. Mary was losing her firstborn son, but she was gaining another in place. When God takes one comfort from us, he will raise up another, often from a place we were not looking. We often think we have God figured out, and surprise, Joseph would have been dead by now, and now Mary was losing Jesus. When the ordeal of the crucifixion was over, Jesus' mother would have needs, physical and emotional. Jesus focused his concern beyond his own personal comfort. Can you do that? Yes, you can as a child of God with the Holy Spirit's power. Jesus had a command, not a suggestion, for both his mother and the disciple John. He said, "Behold your mother." Basically, John, take my mother as your mother. John, stand in my place as a firstborn son. John, take care for her, care for her as I have cared for her. Jesus' brothers were not there, nor did they accept his claims as the Messiah. Later they would, but not yet. Those who truly love Jesus Christ will receive the honor of taking care of his concerns, the church and its mission. John proved himself to be trustworthy of the stewardship Jesus was to give him. He was the only disciple faithful enough to be there. It reads, "And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home." John assumed the responsibility. It was not a burden to him. It was an honor to serve the Lord. Jesus chose John for this task of responsibility, and he didn't ask him to pray about it and let him know if he can do it. John was ready to serve Jesus Christ in a moment because he loved the Lord. And I submit that if you refuse or resist his commands, you do not love him. Do not ever consider it an undue burden to care for another in need in the name of Jesus. Jesus uses those who love him most to do the special, precious tasks for him. Do those ministries joyfully. You think on that, and you have a great day.